This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
That trophy buck, we all would love it, but when do you wait for that certain deer to blossom and when do you pull the trigger? Greg, what are your thoughts on that subject?
For North Dakotans, especially, you know, those deer gun hunters, beauty is in the eye of the tag holder. You know, for some people, four-corn buck can be a trophy. I'm in the middle. Yes, I would like a chance to shoot a big buck, but also, I don't know if I could make it through a winter ice fishing without a ring of deer sausage. So it all depends upon your own personal standards, and a lot of people like to save bucks, or I'll let them grow another year, but my North Dakota deer have a big home range. I mean, these deer can move 20, 30 miles even. So just because you're trying to save that one buck doesn't necessarily mean that's going to come true. And it's one thing if you feel comfortable with whatever deer you harvest.
Good stuff, Greg. Hey, we'll have our Outdoor Issues tip of the week when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, Financial Associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Today's a great time to step out and enjoy some fresh-made, authentic Mexican food from Mi Mexico. Lunches start at just $5.99. Daily specials Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mi Mexico serves meals for everyone at reasonable prices. Delicious Mexican dishes made from family recipes. Hot and fresh, served by very friendly people. Even a menu for the kids. Order delivery from the full menu using Grubhub or Bite Squad. Or order for pickup through Chow Now. Mi Mexico in their beautiful new location, not too far from their old location, 3816 South Broadway, across from Super Walmart. Olé!
Our Ole and Lena's Pizza tip of the week. Greg, here I pose one to you. You've said before the only true gauge to a deer's age is with their teeth. Any other indicators?
It's really hard once a deer, obviously when it's a fawn, it's going to have the short nose, it's going to be smaller. Generally, the first year, deer will either be a spike, especially with the bucks. But truly, the only way is to look at their teeth. And yeah, I know with cameras nowadays and things like that, you can age different deer if they have an injury, if they have something that really sticks out where you know that individual deer, but it's really tough to tell the age unless you're looking at the teeth. And it's really interesting to know how old those deer are. Typically after year four, those deer antlers will start to go down in size.
All right, good stuff, Greg. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by Mi Mexico in Minot, and by Magic City Hoagies and Sweets in Minot, where the locals eat.